Hi guys, it's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
Today is an exciting day. We had our first Bravo Lab guest.
Maybe our best daily dish yet.
Yes.
Do you want to know who it is, guys? It's that exciting, we don't even know what to say about it. We're speechless.
Stassi.
It is Stassi.
From Vanderpump Rules stopped by the office.
The one and only Princess Stassi. Former server.
Current turtleneck wearer. And she was wearing a turtleneck today.
Oh my god, she was, but her shoulders were exposed.
Right, and it wasn't a one piece.
It was her outfit was really cute.
She's cute.
Yeah, I mean, duh.
So before we get into that,
some exciting news from the Flipping Out Camp.
Jenny Poulos is pregnant with her second child.
I feel like my friend just got pregnant. Right. Like, I am so involved in her storyline. I worked on last season of Flipping Out, and I just was, like, so invested in her journey. And I'm so glad that she pushed on and decided to go with another doctor and was able to, you know, get pregnant.
Because she had tried a couple rounds of IVF that weren't successful?
Yeah, and then her doctor was basically kind of like, you should give up. And then she was like, I'm going to try Jeff's doctor, who actually helped him have his baby.
That's awesome.
And we already know she's having a girl.
That's exciting.
And Jenny said something really cute. She was like, it was such a joy to connect with my daughter. I can't wait to have that again.
Yeah. So excited for them. She makes cute babies.
Oh, my God. No one is cuter than Aliana. Like, I like babies, but when I saw those photos, I was like, oh, my God. I sent people, like, that don't watch Bravo, like, look at how cute this baby is. She's
That's
so
how
cute.
I feel about Juliet Angus's daughter.
She's so cute and so sassy.
And has a British accent.
It's winning, basically. She's already won life.
Yeah. So, we have some Vanderpump news. Tom Sandoval was also in the office today.
With Ariana.
And he gave a little update on Shay. He said to the Daily Dish,
last time I talked to Shay, maybe about a month and a half ago, I haven't talked to him since. I don't know if he feels like just going to be friends with Sheena or whatever. He disconnected from a lot of us on social media, pretty much all of us. Mm-hmm. But, like, I reached out to him. I think he's doing okay. I hope he's doing okay.
So, yeah, that's sad that that Shay's disconnecting from all of
his pals.
His friends.
We also talked about this with Stassi yesterday morning. Amongst other things, let's listen to it now.
Okay, guys, we're here with the podcast queen herself, Stassi Schroeder.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, you have your own podcast, Straight Up with Stassi.
Yes.
And you've had some amazing guests.
You've had
Rachel Zoe, Emma Roberts, Nigel Barker.
I was really excited that you had Olivia from The Bachelor.
I just came from hanging out. Yes, I was
with
her. Yes, I adore her.
Oh, really?
She's wonderful.
I love The Bachelor, and I love that you guys talked about being villains.
Yes, well, listen, we get a bad rap, but we're just trying to keep everybody in business, you know?
Right. Totally.
Who has been your favorite guest that you've had on?
My favorite guest, oh my gosh. I think it has to be Rachel Zoe, because I've been obsessed with Rachel Zoe since, 7-8 years. I can't even remember. Like, when I was in college, I bought her book, her first book, and I just idolized her. And so to be able to go to her offices and be in her office and have her be like, I have wine, and just interview her and bond with her, it was so cool. I died.
That's so cool. Okay, so let's talk about Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
We're obsessed, obviously. But we were talking about how, as fans watching this season, we don't know that there's anything happening with Sheena and Shay right now.
They look, like, closer than ever, like, currently in the season.
Right.
So it's kind of crazy to see that now where they are.
Well, I think because the thing with Sheena is that she always puts on a smile. She always wants people to think that everything's okay even when it's not, which is a wonderful quality because she's not making anyone feel uncomfortable or whatever if she's depressed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But then at the same time, it comes as a huge shock once people finally go, what's going on behind closed doors.
Yeah. So as her friend, did you know anything was happening?
Well, I kind of sensed that things were getting a little weird because Shay was never around anymore. And whenever he was around us, he wasn't speaking to us. He was like in the corner or off somewhere. I felt uncomfortable being around him. There were parties that we talk about now that I'm like, wait, he was there? I don't remember. Right. I barely remember him being anywhere.
What can you tell us about what's coming the rest of the season?
Well, Katie and Tom's wedding, and there's so much leading up to that. And I will say that I personally feel like, having experienced it, that the dudes are more dramatic and more insane and more out of control than the girls the rest of the season.
I feel like that happens a lot on Vanderpump.
Even more so, especially the Bachelor and Bachelorette party. Oh my God. Boys were insane.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah,
everyone,
thank you.
Go subscribe to Stassi's podcast.
Thank you. Yeah, straight up with Stassi, please. Yeah.
That was one of the highlights of my career, I will say.
And she also ended the interview with a hug.
With a hug, you guys. I literally was like, oh my God, I get to hug Stassi right now. I was really excited. I kind of nerded out in my mind.
So maybe she's my Rachel Zoe.
Maybe. Is she your Rachel Zoe?
Maybe. I don't know. So we talked to Stassi today, but we want to know which Bravo Lab you guys want to hear us interview. We're all ears, so tweet us at BravoTV using the hashtag BravoDailyDish.
Before we go, Girlfriends Guide to Divorce premiered last night, so we get to find out what happens with Taye Diggs' baby. I know what happens, but I don't want to ruin it for you guys. You can watch it on BravoTV.com and the Bravo Now app.